Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, donkey of the day for Wednesday, May 29th, goes to Los Angeles Lakers general manager Rob Pelinka. Now, if you go home during the day and turn on ESPN like I do, then you've been hearing this name a lot over the past week because the GOAT. A man who went one-on-one with HIV and won. Irvin Magic Johnson, okay? Second greatest NBA player of all time. Had some not-so-flattering things to say about Rob Pelinka. Let's hear it.
And then I start hearing, you know, Magic, you're not working hard enough. Magic's not in the office. So people around the Laker office was telling me Rob was saying things. And
Rob Pelinka.
And I didn't like those things being said behind my back, that I wasn't in the office enough and so on and on. So I started getting calls from my friends outside of basketball saying those things now were said to them outside of basketball. Now, not just in the Laker office anymore. Yeah. Now it's in the media and so on.
And these are people you trust.
Exactly.
But when you allude to the backstabbing, was it Rob Pelinka that you're talking about? Is it Rob Pelinka and other people within the Lakers organization? Who exactly were you talking
about? No, just Rob. I told him in year two, I'm only going to be here 3 years. So my job is, Rob, to get you ready for this position. And so when all this was coming back to me and guys calling me saying, you better watch out for him. And then what was crazy was, before when I took the job, you know how many agents called me and said, you got to watch out for him?
Jesus. Pretty self-explanatory,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Magic said he's a backstabber. Magic said agents told him you got to watch out for him. Look, man, I'm the type of person that when I hear certain things about certain people, I take it into consideration when I deal with them because I am a stern believer that you just have to watch how someone treats other people because eventually it will be your turn. It just is what it is. If a person treats people good, that's just in their nature. He will eventually do the same to you. If a person treats someone bad, well, that's just in their nature too, and they will eventually do the same to you. That's just how it goes. Now, I don't know if Rob Pelinka is a bad person or not, but I do know one thing. He's a liar. Well, I'm not going to call him a liar. I'm just going to say he got caught in a lie, okay? And one thing I will never understand is a grown-ass liar, okay? I understand why kids lie. They don't know any better. All right, they don't want to get in trouble in most cases, but grown-ass liars, I would never understand. And Rob Pelinka, ladies and gentlemen, is a full-blown adult liar. Exhibit A! In May of 2018, Rob Pelinka was introducing Dwayne The Rock Johnson. The Rock was delivering a Genius Series talk to the team, and during that introduction, Rob, who worked with Kobe Bryant for 18 years, told a tall tale about setting up a dinner meeting with Kobe Bryant and the late Heath Ledger. Let's hear it.
I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden, and he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger, because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role, and Kobe used some of that in his game against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation.
I know you're sitting there thinking, well, what's the big deal, Charlamagne? Kobe Bryant and Heath Ledger had dinner. After Kobe Bryant saw The Dark Knight, what's the issue? Well, the problem is Heath Ledger died 6 months before The Dark Knight was released. In July of 2008, I repeat, Heath Ledger died 6 months before The Dark Knight was released in July of 2008. So unless Kobe was grubbing with a ghost, this never happened. All right? Somebody please whisper to Rob Pelinka that not telling the truth is the same as lying, and lying is the same as not telling the truth. Either way you slice it, he's lying. And I don't know why. What's the point? This was 2018. Kobe Bryant's career at that point didn't need any more sauce on it. All right? You worked with Kobe for 18 years, and the best motivational story you could find for that man was a fictional story about him watching The Dark Knight and having dinner with Heath Ledger. All right? I just don't understand the point of lying. You know what's interesting?
What?
This is interesting, right? Back in 2011, I was having a conversation with Tupac Shakur. And Tupac was telling me...
Really?
Tupac was telling me that the truth doesn't cost anything, but a lie could cost you everything. So I don't understand why people make up stuff.
Well, what did you say after he said that?
I don't even remember. That was so long ago. But I get constant reminders, Yee, all the time that honesty is the best policy. 2015, true story. I was sitting down having brunch with Biggie Smalls, right?
Biggie.
And if you're wondering what we ate, it was a T-bone steak, cheese, eggs, and water. Too much sugar in the Welch's grape.
But where were you guys at?
We was at some brunch spot in Brooklyn. I can't remember the name of it. I don't remember.
Footprints, maybe?
Brooklyn Chop House?
It was a brunch spot.
That's not in Brooklyn.
I know, but I just wanted to see what he was going to say. He didn't really meet with Biggie.
Who didn't?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why would you say that? You're calling him a liar?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
But Big told me, 2015, Big told me, he said, the truth may hurt for a little while, but a lie hurts forever. So it's like, damn, why lie? You're not in no trouble, Rob. You don't owe nobody no money. You have no reason to lie other than the fact you're just a liar. Okay, Rob Pelinka's character is already in question. But now when you realize he lies about stuff like this and you're sitting around thinking, well, damn, when can I ever believe him? When can I ever believe anything he says? This situation reminds me of something that Martin Luther King Jr. told me yesterday. I was having lunch with Martin Luther King Jr. and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
And we were talking about this Rob Pelinka situation, and I played this clip for them. Could we play the clip just one more time, just real quick?
I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden, and he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger, because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role. And Kobe used some of that in his game.
Great.
Against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation.
You know, Martin Luther King Jr. saw that clip yesterday, and he looked me dead in my eyes, and he told me verbatim, he who is caught in a lie is not to be believed when he tells the truth. Rob, your days of being believed are over. Please give Rob Pelinka the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
So, what did y'all eat?
For yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know Martin Luther King Jr. is vegan.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So we had a nice little plant-based meal, you know.
Oh, a plant-based meal.
If you ever read
meal.
How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad, you would know that.
Okay.
But, you know, asking me stupid questions. What did we eat?
I'm just curious.
You know, it wasn't meat.
I'm just curious.
Okay. Right. Charlamagne Tha God here, and today's Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey and call my friend Michael if you've been hurt in a construction accident. 212-962-1020. That's 212-962-1020. Don't be a donkey.